Welcome to the Career Homemaker Podcast. I'm your host, Kim. Today's podcast is a compilation of verses and a poem that honor the tradition of the thanks in Thanksgiving. First up is my favorite, and it's a good one to commit to memory, Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. All the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. And his loving devotion endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations. Thanksgiving is a heart posture. It's more than just saying thank you to God. It reflects a heart posture. When we maintain a positive outlook on who God is and what his provisions are, regardless of the season we are in, it transforms our perspective. Psalm 107:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving devotion endures forever. Psalms 116:17 says, I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Here are some verses using thanksgiving in our words and songs. Ephesians 5:4 says, obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. Ephesians 5:18 through 20 says, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your heart, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me define some of the terms for you. They are similar, but still different. Singing psalms is to make music, especially with string instruments, while singing. Hymns, the song that gives honor, praise, or thanksgiving. Spiritual songs is authentic worship, which arises from spirit-renewed hearts rather than mere aesthetics. Further explanation is that it designates that it is characterized by or proceeds from the Holy Spirit. It therefore contrasts with what is merely natural or fleshly or material. Psalm 95:2 says, let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. Psalm 26:7 says, sing a song of thanksgiving and tell of all your wonders. Thanksgiving as worship. Ephesians 5:20 commands believers to always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17 widens the scope and says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Thanksgiving is therefore the spiritual atmosphere in which all Christian conduct is to occur. Thanksgiving, or giving thanks, in stressful circumstances. Here's two examples that I utilize the power of thanksgiving to positively impact me and my circumstances. This summer, we flew into a small airport, and I was in line waiting to get our car rental. The computer program kept locking up on the representative, and it was quite frustrating. I was so tired of airports and just wanted to start our vacation. We waited and we waited some more. My attitude was getting pretty upset. And to add to that, I don't wait in lines that much, so this added to stress and my impatience. I had thought, I will thank God for the points of my day so far, and even up to thanking him for this person trying to do her job. I thanked him for the technology, which allows me to reserve a car from the comfort of my home months in advance. Guess what? To my amazement, not only did my mood change, but the system unlocked too. And we were out of there in no time at all. It was quite amazing. The other thing I noticed is that the stress in the room diminished too. I could feel God's peace. It was almost like this was a test, and I'd passed because I learned to thank him in this situation. Another time I used thanks was to dig my mind out of a pit of fear. I was feeling fearful in the chair at the dentist's. What a terrible feeling. I thought, hey, I'm going to do what I did at the car rental and use thanks to help lift my mood. Silently, I thank God for the dental hygienist. I thank God that she went to school and decided to pursue helping people keep their teeth cleaner. I thank God for the dental practice and then started praying for the patients in there. God is good. The fear left, and I had peace while I got my teeth worked on that day. Having thanks is a very practical way to include God in any circumstance or mood you may be feeling. How about silently giving thanks during family gatherings this holiday season? When you see the gathering is sliding into negativity in what is said or done, start silently thanking God where you get to celebrate. Thank God for each person there, and even the ones that cause you worry or pain. Pray for your enemy, right? Thank God for the food or anything else you see fit. Look at it as a test. See if you can pass it on the first try. If you do, you'll feel peace. If you don't, thank and pray more. See if you pass, then you will feel peace. If you still feel a wreck, excuse yourself to the bathroom and pray. In there, tell God you need him to cover you with his grace and peace and heal the hurt you feel by being there with them. Or maybe it's someone that's not there and you wish they were there, but they've either passed or they just aren't there this particular holiday. Now Thanksgiving in ordinary activities. Romans 14:6 says, those who worship the Lord on a special day do it to honor him. Those who eat any kind of food do so to honor the Lord, since they give thanks to God before they eat. And those who refuse to eat certain foods also want to please the Lord and give thanks to God. Colossians 3:16, Amplified Version says, you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on him, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now I'm going to read a well-known poem. It's called Father in Heaven, We Thank Thee. Father in Heaven, we thank thee for flowers that bloom about our feet, for tender grass so fresh and sweet, for song of bird and hum of bee, for all things fair we hear or see. Father in Heaven, we thank thee for blue of stream, for blue of sky, for pleasant shade of branches high, for fragrant air and cooling breeze, for beauty of the blowing trees. Father in Heaven, we thank thee for mother's love, for father's care, for brother strong and sisters fair, for love at home and school each day, for guidance lest we go astray. Father in Heaven, we thank thee for thy dear everlasting arms that bear us o'er all ills and harms, for blessed words of long ago that help us now thy will to know. Father in heaven, we thank thee. Wasn't that beautiful and so well said? That was Ralph Waldo Emerson. Now back to Psalm 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Homemakers, if you have felt distant from God, expressing thanksgiving and praise is the way to find the warmth and closeness from him again. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. We draw near by acknowledging him for what he has done, which is praising him and for thanking him too. Here's a prayer. Dear Jesus, how happy we are to have a time each year to focus on thankfulness. You have provided for us this year, not just the things we need, but also the things we enjoy. Much like this poem, I can't imagine life without your beautiful creation. And help me to remember to be thankful when I'm stressed or fearful. I want to pass the test of being thankful in hard situations too. I pray for each homemaker listening. Grow in each heart thankfulness. Replace negative thoughts with fruitful thanks and praise. Answer their prayers today and bring peace to each life. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful time enjoying time with your family. Knowing we enjoy family time even more with a heart of thanksgiving. If you like this podcast, you will love my book for career homemakers. Find out more on how you can have joy in your home. You will find it on Amazon, and the link is in the show notes. This is Kim. Thanks for listening, and have a productive, creative, and fulfilling week.